Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the troublesome issues of real life, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, hello, everyone. We do have open lines right now at 844-322-2742. This month, we're taking a deep dive into the gospel of Jesus Christ, looking at various passages in the New Testament, some in the Old. We're going to start in the Old Testament today, a passage, one of my favorites in the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 30, chapter 6. So if you're have a Bible with you and want to turn to that, I encourage you to do so. Again, it's Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6. And I wanted to share this verse in light of a very troublesome news story that happened right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I think it's already made national news. But, you know, everything's on video these days. You can't escape a video camera. And there were two motorcycles riders. One had a person on the back. They were just taking a ride on a country road, it looked like, here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And they came up upon two cars in front of them, and they were going a little bit slower. And so the motorcycles moved out to pass. I think it was a double yellow line, so probably shouldn't have, but no cars coming, and they're passing, and they get in front of the first car, and then the first motorcycle is about to pass the second car, the head car, and as he's passing, this car just moves over real fast and hits the motorcycle and knocks it down, and the rider and the passenger just tumble on the ground for many, many yards. Very disturbing video. And then the guy gets up and goes and confronts the driver who did that. And the driver looked at him and said, "I don't care. I don't care." He has no care, no concern for human life whatsoever. I mean, it was the most disturbing thing. Probably for me is because my son Coleman is a motorcycle guy. He has a Harley. He loves to ride his motorcycle.
And he's got a camera on his helmet.
He has a camera. And somebody has tried to do that to him. Yeah. It's like, what is going on? What is wrong with people? Well, it's the heart that's wrong with people. And that's what the gospel message addresses, the heart of man. That's where we're messed up. That's what needs to be changed. That's what needs to be cured. And that's exactly what Moses wrote about in Deuteronomy 36. Have all these laws, these rules, these regulations, and God's desire and purpose for man is for us to really love him, to respond to him so that we can love him and love our fellow man. But sin changed all that. Death changed all that. Spiritual death made that an impossibility for us. And so Moses gives this prophecy, "The Lord your God will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your descendants, so that you may love him with all your heart and with all your soul and live." Now, that didn't take place back in the Old Testament. This was a prophecy pointing forward. As Jesus said, all of the law and all of the prophets point to me. If you really read what Moses was talking about, you would believe me. Yes. Well, this is one of those passages that point us forward to Jesus. So he is saying that at some point in the future, God will circumcise our hearts and the hearts of the descendants of Israel so that we can love the Lord our God with all our soul and with all our heart and live. Now, if we move forward to the book of Colossians, we're going to see an incredible parallel passage, aren't we?
Oh, yes. It's in chapter 2 of Colossians, and it starts in verse 11. Paul writes, "In him," Paul is writing about Jesus here, "in Jesus, you also were circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self, ruled by the flesh, was put off when you were circumcised by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. So here's the gospel. Jesus died, was buried, and rose again, and here's how the gospel applies to me. If I accept Jesus, I am buried with him in my baptism. I'm raised to life because he was raised to life. That's how you get this circumcision of the heart.
Absolutely. And what that enables us to do is to love God. Mm-hmm. And when we love God, we're going to love people.
Yes.
And when we do harm with folks, we're not going to sit there and say, I don't care. That's the heart of somebody that's in the world, somebody that's lost. That's not a heart that's been circumcised by the power of God through this gospel message, by being buried with Christ in baptism and raised with him through the power of God. Our heart changes. Our heart becomes pliable to the very hand of God. Our heart longs and desires to trust him in all things.
Yes.
It's a heart that's gone from unbelief that is hard and calloused to one that is soft and is fully believing that the Lord is capable of all things. And that's what it means to really love the Lord your God, is to trust him, to walk by faith in him. And when you're walking by faith in Jesus, you're going to be expressing that faith in love one for another.
Yes.
No more I don't cares. I don't care if I hurt you. I don't care if I bring pain into your life. I don't care if I cause harm. In Christ, you care. Why? Because the love of God is now moving you to care in such a powerful way that you would even sacrifice yourself, your desires, for the benefit of others. That's what this gospel message is all about. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Richard Pfeiffer is here. I'm Bob Christopher. We welcome you. If you have a question about this gospel message, how it applies to you, if you have a question about the heart, why in your heart do you feel like you're still doing your own thing and still wanting your own way? Why hasn't your heart changed? If you have questions like that, we would love to talk to you on today's broadcast. 844-322-2742 is the number. 844-322-2742 is the number to call right now. I want to talk with our New York listeners right now. So if you're in New York, you're tuned in to the Basic Gospel broadcast. Pay attention. We're going to be there this Saturday, October 24th for the Simply Grace Tour. It's happening at the King's College, 56 Broadway, right there in New York, New York. We want you to be there. And this is an opportunity not just to hear a speaker doing a speech. This is an explanation of the gospel. When I moved to Dallas, I went to a seminar. And in that seminar, the pieces got put together. And all the things that I had been learning at a Bible study in Dallas, Texas, they all just kind of came together for me in such a powerful, powerful way. That's why we do these seminars, to give a big picture approach to this gospel message so that you can get all of the pieces together in your mind and begin to live out this good news in your day-to-day experience. Richard, you came to one of those seminars, spent a week with us, just putting all the pieces together a number of years ago, and it was life-changing, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I'd been studying this stuff, and I was almost afraid to believe because it was so different than the way I'd been raised. And my wife said, let's go to this seminar. And I said, no, I'm not going to go there. And she said, well, I think we are. It's our anniversary. And I said, happy anniversary, and came. And what I found out, first of all, is that I wasn't completely stupid. I wasn't so far out in left field someplace that the word heretic was even too shallow a word for me. I discovered a whole bunch of people who had been studying this stuff and believed it and could show me from Scripture why they believed it. And all, again, that big picture was put together so you could see how this belief system hangs together by grace through faith, that belief system. And it really, it gave me peace and joy and all of that stuff that we talk about from the Holy Spirit just because I took the time to show up there and listen, to put away the judgmentalism, to put away my own biases, and just listen to Scripture. And
yes.
It was life-changing. Yeah.
And so often we go to seminars because we want to improve ourselves. Like I'm interested in going to an investing seminar because I would like to learn how to invest and buy stocks and that sort of thing. But so I have a purpose in going there.
Yeah.
But it's all about me.
Yes.
We go to other seminars because we want to learn things that are going to benefit us in particular. This is going to be a four-message seminar where you're going to learn about Jesus. And when you learn about Jesus, everything else kind of falls into place. How often do you get that opportunity to spend a full morning fully focused on the person and work of Christ? That's what's missing in Christendom today. We spend so much time on every other thing in Christianity, fighting the political system, trying to make sure that things go correctly there, or this need or that need, that we forget about Jesus sometimes. And often we need to get refreshed, spend a full day focused on Christ. And when you're focused on Christ, all those other things will find their proper place. And so we want you to be there. And like I said, it's this Saturday, October 24th at the King's College. There's still room for you. Come join us. This may be the Saturday that changes your life forever. Yeah. All the information on how you can sign up and be a part of it. The fee is $30. That's to cover the cost of the venue. But with that, you're going to get a copy of the book Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. You'll take that away with you, plus some other resources. Plus, you'll meet some other like-minded believers there in the New York City area.
It is critical to meet other like-minded believers. Otherwise, you start feeling like you're the lone wolf out there and everybody's after you, and that's not the case.
Not the case at all. So come join us this Saturday. We'll love to see you. Richard and I will be there. Again, go to basicgospel.net, click the events tab, sign up, come join us this Saturday. Well, this is Basic Gospel. 844-322-2742 is the number. 844-322-2742 is the number to call if you have a question that you would like to pose on today's broadcast. Richard, I want to get back to this circumcision of the heart. There was circumcision in the Old Testament that was a sign, a symbol that Abraham and his descendants belonged to God, but that was foreshadowing this particular circumcision of the heart. And this world is a world based on unbelief. That's what happened at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. When Adam and Eve chose to eat of that tree, they chose unbelief instead of belief.
Yes.
They kind of went their own way. And that subjected the entire world to that condition. So we come into this world sinners. We come into this world dead spiritually. We come into this world as unbelievers. That's what Jesus said was going to be the role of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit was going to come. He was going to convict the world wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment, about sin, because the world does not believe in Jesus. So what is the sin? It is unbelief. That's the root, and everything that we see manifested out there in the world is the fruit.
Yes.
This gospel message deals with the root, and so it changes our heart from one of unbelief to belief. That's what happens. That's the circumcision of the heart. The evil that has been cut away is that unbelief. So that we can truly and genuinely and authentically trust the Lord. And I think that's what it means to have a clean heart, is to have a heart that wants to trust Jesus in all things.
Yeah, because before this circumcision of the heart, even when we think we're responding to the Lord, what we're doing is we're in it because I think I get something out of it. And God's not interested in that kind of a relationship with us. He wants all of me. or none of me, because I'm the problem. I'm the one who, if I'm not giving him all of me, then I'm holding back something and actually walking in unbelief. And so this circumcision, it cannot be, I think, understated or overstated. It is so important to allow the Spirit to draw us unto himself, whole hog, everything, no holds barred. And when that happens, now you begin to hear what God has to say and what he's going to do to change you and how he clarifies things and all of that.
Yes, indeed. Another passage that relates to this is Matthew chapter 15. Jesus is talking to the disciples, and they're asking a question, and you know, about the Pharisees and all of those sort of things. And Jesus goes into this commentary about the heart. You know, the Pharisees were so interested in being ceremonially clean and that sort of thing, and Jesus was saying, well, let's look inside and see what's happening there. You may be clean on the outside, but what's going on in the heart? And he gets to this: don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these make a man unclean. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what make a man unclean, but eating with unwashed hands does not make him unclean. What's the problem? It's the problem of the heart.
Yes.
Jeremiah said, the heart is wicked and deceitful. Who can know it? Well, Jesus does, and that's why he brings the gospel. He knows what's in the heart of man.
Yes.
And that's why he delivered this gospel message to us, to correct the heart, to cure the heart, so that we could genuinely trust the Lord. It's interesting that word heart has to do with the center. You know, yes. What is your life centered upon? Well, as a lost person, it's not on the Lord. It's on everything but the Lord. It's on gratifying the desires of the flesh. That's at the control center of your life. But once you come to Christ, once you've received this circumcision of the heart, now your control center is the Lord Jesus himself. Yes. And he begins to shape you. And what you start to see coming out is completely different than what you saw coming out before. That's why this gospel message is so vitally important, because it hits us right at the heart.
Yes.
Well, let's go to our phone lines. We're going to start in New Jersey today with Wayne listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, praise the Lord. How are you doing, guys?
We're doing fantastic. Nice to hear from you, my friend.
Yeah. I'm trying to be here for Saturday. Is that on King's College? Where we'll get that?
King's College is where we will be. That's 56 Broadway. We're going to start around 9 o'clock that morning.
Oh, great. Okay, good. Well, I'll try to be there Saturday.
Okay. We'll look forward to seeing you. Did you have a question today?
Yes. I study Bible course resource that you'll have this week and next week. Did you still have
it? Yes. Something New, the CD that we have. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, the study course.
The teaching edition on Friday. We have that will continue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have plenty of copies of the book too.
We'd love to send it to you.
Yeah, I appreciate it very much.
Okay. Well, hang on, Wayne, and let us send that to you, okay? It's the New Covenant Journey. It's a wonderful Bible study guide. That really, you know, gets you deep into the Word of God. A lot of times, you know, we hear things and we just believe it because we've heard somebody say it. We've heard somebody teach it. We've heard a pretty powerful speaker proclaim it. But it's really not ours until we go into the Word of God and allow the Spirit to connect those truths to our hearts, to make them real with us. So that's what this study guide is designed to do, to really put you into the Word of God and allow the Spirit to teach you truth. So, Wayne, let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this. Thanks for your call, and hope to see you this Saturday, my friend. You hang on. Well, let's go to Eugene, Oregon, and talk with Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. My question was, your take on, as far as the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit comes in us, do you think that that is possible before we accept Jesus, or God uses His Spirit to call people? At what point would the Spirit be in us? And I'll take it off there if you don't mind.
Okay, Steve. I think that's a very important
question.
And I think the whole transaction takes place at that moment of salvation. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things that God is doing at that moment of salvation. That when we're receiving Jesus, we're not necessarily fully aware of that stuff. We just know we have a need and that Jesus is the solution. So our hearts are responding to that. And in that moment of salvation, we are made alive together with Christ. We are baptized by the Holy Spirit, and meaning that we're placed into the body of Christ, and then the Spirit of God comes to indwell us permanently. Now, we have to say those things in an order. We think, well, the first thing that happens is this, the second thing that happens is this, and then the third, like there's an order to all of that. But in God's economy, it all just happens just instantly.
Yes. And before that moment of salvation, the Spirit certainly is active. It's the Holy Spirit who is wooing us, who is drawing us to Christ. And he does that in miraculous ways that I don't understand, but he's doing it. And yet the relationship with the Spirit changes at that moment of salvation, because now he's inside of me and not just an influence and more.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that makes sense.
Well, no, but especially the part about he's wooing you.
Yes.
You know, it's not like there's some type of interaction before that precise moment of time.
Yeah. We are never left alone on our own to figure out salvation.
Yeah.
Ever.
I don't think there's any conversion that happens apart from the work of the Holy Spirit preparing the heart to receive. It's part of that by grace through faith. I think part of the grace that God extends to us is in the work of the Holy Spirit to convict us or show us our need and direct us to Jesus in such a way that our hearts respond with faith. Well, Steve, we certainly appreciate your call. Thanks for an excellent question today. And this is Basic Gospel. Richard, thanks for being here. This was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope folks will really take a deep dive into this heart issue and to see how the gospel is the only message out there that can really touch a human heart. There's lots of things that can inspire us, that can move us to tears, but those don't necessarily change our hearts. We can even say, you know, I'm going to try to do better. I'm going to really make a difference this time. But you're still left doing it with that old heart. We need a new heart, and that's what the gospel gives us in Christ Jesus. One that is free from just the bonds of sin and death, free to truly believe Jesus for who he is and for what he can do in and through us. That's the gospel message. And that's why it's so vitally important for us to continue to proclaim it. That's why we need your ongoing support so that we can continue making this good news available through the airwaves. People are turning more and more to radio, to internet, to find answers to the most important questions in life. Help the gospel message be there by supporting Basic Gospel. We need your help. People out there need your help. So come join us. Be a part of the Basic Gospel team. Become a Basic Gospel partner and give a monthly gift. All the information on how you can do so is available at basicgospel.net, and we have a wonderful resource we want to send you to say thanks. We'll see you tomorrow.